In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days, that is, the days of Jesus Christ. Thus, St. Peter. I guess that means that Luther was pretty close to the truth when he wrote in the preface to James, "All the genuine sacred books agree in this, that all of them preach and inculcate Christ." At least, we would have to say this about the books from Samuel onward. St. Peter certainly wasn't shy about stating that the Old Testament was about Christ. We have it here at least four times. "What God fulfilled by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Thus was fulfilled what was spoken by the holy prophets. Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me.' And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days." Twice St. Peter said, "all the prophets." For St. Peter, the Old Testament pointed to Jesus Christ. For him, the Old Testament was Christ. And as a faithful witness, Peter proclaimed that the Christ he saw in the Old Testament was the same Christ he had seen live, die, and rise again. But just like John the Baptist, about whom we hear much during the Advent tide, Peter didn't stop with a, "here is the Christ." He knew that the people to whom he was preaching were not yet ready to receive the Christ. Just like John, Peter called them to repentance. "Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out." Just acknowledging that the flesh and blood Jesus is the promised Messiah does not make one ready to receive him. Quoting Moses, Peter told his hearers that they must pay attention to the prophet whom God would raise up. "You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you." And the result of not listening? "And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people." Being destroyed from the people, relegating the soul to hell, was not Peter's object. Listen once again to these words. "Repent, therefore, and turn back, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." That is what Peter wished for his hearers. He wanted them to hear the word of God in faith, repent of their sins, and receive the forgiveness of sins earned by Jesus Christ for all mankind. And the Spirit of God works through the word of God. "Many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. But not everyone believed. The priests and the captain and the temple and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees arrested them. Luke tells us specifically that these people were greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Although it is not stated by Luke, one could also surmise that they didn't quite like the idea of needing to repent. This was not the only time that Peter was in prison. He always very clearly witnessed to Jesus Christ, the God-man, the one who was born of the Virgin Mary, the one whose suffering and death reconciled all people to God. And it often happened that such witness met with jail time. Eventually, according to tradition, Peter was martyred for his witness to the true faith. Our remembrance and celebration today of Lucia, martyr, reminds us that it was not only the apostles who suffered martyrdom. Many Christians in the early church, as well as many Christians throughout history, have suffered martyrdom. Lucia, or Lucy, or Lucia, as in Santa Lucia, was a Christian woman born about the year 283 in Sicily. She was 20 or 21 at her death. I don't know what type of sermons she heard as she grew up, but the sermons of St. Peter here in our text would have been a good start. I certainly don't expect that the types of sermons Lucia heard included 12 steps to a fulfilling marriage. Such a sermon does not help in the face of death. Such a sermon wouldn't have helped Lucia in any case, since it was because she was not getting married that she was martyred. Lucia rejected the suit of a would-be husband because he was a pagan. A little put off by this, and probably miffed because he would be missing out on Lucia's fortune, which was considerable, the man denounced her to the government as a Christian. This was a particularly dangerous time to be a Christian, since it was at the height of the Diocletian persecution at the beginning of the 4th century. Diocletian, the Roman emperor at the time, began a persecution of Christians in the year 303 that was the fiercest of the persecutions instigated by any emperor. Lucia was martyred in 304 by the Roman government. Lucia was martyred because she would not deny her witness to Jesus Christ. In St. Lucia, as with many Christians at the time, the dual meaning of martyr became evident. As those who have been through Greek know, the Greek word from which we have simply taken our English word martyr means witness. It is no accident that the Greek word meaning witness became the English word martyr, meaning someone who is killed for his or her faith. Throughout history, and not only during the Diocletian persecution, Christians have died because of their faithful witness to Jesus Christ. Throughout history, Christians have dared to witness to Jesus Christ, the only one who can save people from their sins. The unbelievers in the world do not care to hear this, and they do what people often do to dispose of the truth. They simply kill the messenger. About 100 years before the martyrdom of Lucia, the church father Tertullian had written that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The church has indeed withstood times of persecution and martyrdom and become stronger because of it. We remember Lucia because the saving work of Jesus Christ was made manifest in her life and death. The saving work of Jesus Christ, as proclaimed and preached by St. Peter, made a witness and a martyr of Lucia. As long as that word of God is proclaimed, as St. Peter proclaimed it, pointing to Jesus Christ as the crucified and risen one, the Holy Spirit will continue to create and strengthen Christians. God will continue to raise up for himself witnesses and, if necessary, martyrs. But it all begins with a faithful proclamation, not obscuring the words of Jesus, but announcing them so that all may hear the prophet raised up by God to save the people from their sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.